it's a rare occasion that I'm talking to you on a Friday morning where I'm not trying to soften the blow that we've got a crappy weekend ahead. Today, actually, it's pretty much smooth sailing. I know there's a couple of possible areas that might see a pocket of showers roll through, but for the most part, boy, the weekend is looking nice. Next week, weather looks warm, not warm, hot, actually, on a couple of the days, which is great for anyone who's got plans to do something outside. Certainly thinking of the farmers who are wanting to get seeding, but I even talking with people that are wanting to get out to the golf course, people that are wanting to throw a hook in the water. A lot of people thinking about fishing. We know that the fishing season has officially opened in the province. So this is an exciting thing. And this is why we thought, hey, why not use today as an opportunity to check in with our friend Jason Matady, a Saskatchewan fishing expert. Always appreciate having Jason on the show. By the way, if you like to get your fishing tips and hints and tricks by watching short videos, check out getfishing.ca. That's the website where Jason and his brother do their work, and it is full of all kinds of incredible hints and tips and tricks, especially for people like me. I'm a very novice angler. I enjoy it, but I'm by no means know the tricks of the trade, so it's very helpful. And I'm happy to say we've connected today with Jason Matady of Matady's Get Fishing by phone. Jason, thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for having me.
It feels like we're getting going a little bit late this year. I mean, I realize that's not a thing, but I think it's just the way our minds are feeling about spring, Jason.
Absolutely, you know, and it's really, even though in the southern part of the province, the angling season opened on May 5th, things really are behind. They're slower. Just ask people trying to put in a garden and cutting their lawns and things are just way behind. And the fishing is absolutely impacted by this. I mean, everything happens with the heat of the spring sun that gets the fish spawning, gets their, making the next generation over with. That's well behind as well. And sometimes not good, because if fish don't have the opportunity to make more fish or reproduce with warm sunshine, they may just skip a year and not reproduce. And that isn't good for anglers. I mean, it happens in nature. It's been happening for thousands of years if this does happen when we have a cold spring. But it doesn't make for as productive of more baby fish coming up as it would on a normal warmer spring.
So as I was sitting down preparing for our chat this morning, I was wondering about the flooding levels. Does that have an impact at all on fishing?
Absolutely. And for those folks in those areas, first off, you know, I hope you're doing the best you can holding things together, saving your properties and getting water off so farmers can get seeded if that's possible. But what it does is in addition to the cold, these fish have all these new habitats they can go to, and those habitats are changing sometimes by the hour in terms of water levels going up and down, and it spreads the fish out over a much larger area. They basically have way more living space, so that still same amount of fish, but they can be a lot more difficult to find. So if you are trying to catch fish in those flooded areas, you got to think of current breaks, places where they can rest and get out of that strong current. And honestly, that could be a field out somewhere like a mile away or a kilometer away from the main river channel, like up around the Assiniboine, for example, somewhere like behind trees, back eddies. Those are the types of places you look for to try to catch fish in flood conditions.
Jason Matady is my guest, Saskatchewan fishing expert. Of course, you can go check to their website out at getfishing.ca. Okay, let's get the business out of the way first, because this year there's this $20 fisheries habitat certificate. I know you've talked about this a bit. What is this all about?
Well, what it is that, there's a few projects, fisheries enhancement type projects and actions that are going on. And some of those projects involve updating the Saskatchewan Fish Hatchery. That's one that's, goes back over 100 years that it's been in an existence. And some of that infrastructure is still there. So just like anything, things need to be rebuilt. What it does is it makes fishing ultimately better for all of us by providing more fish into the system. So that's what that fisheries habitat certificate that you now have to purchase in addition to your license amount will do for you. Now, I understand if you're also a hunter, you don't have to pay it twice. If you pay it once per season, that covers you both for fishing and hunting.
Okay. And is this something that you foresee being on for like forever going forward, or is this a temporary measure to try and get that kind of that stock level back up?
You know, that's a really good question. I really can't say. I know typically when these types of things come on, they don't go away. But I'm certainly not making that decision. But it's definitely one of those things that, you know, it does, you know, enhance the price of a license for sure. But, you know, I would still say for $62 for something that you get to do for an entire year for entertainment, for 8 hours a day or more, that's still a pretty good deal when you think of going to something like a movie these days with your family.
Let's talk about any other rules people should be aware of as they head out. They could be returning anglers, or maybe they're out there for the first time.
Yeah, the biggest one is, you know, go to saskatchewan.ca/fishing and go read the angler's guide. Make sure you know the difference between a walleye and a perch, for example, because for walleyes in most locations, if you're keeping some to take home, you're only allowed to keep four of a certain size, whereas perch, you can keep up to 25 in some waters. But in other waters, like you got your buffalo pounds, you got your black straps, for example, up near Saskatoon, you're only allowed to keep 10 walleyes and even or 10 perch, I should say. Got to be very clear in that 10 perch for walleyes. And you have to make sure you know that certain bodies of water have fewer fish that you can keep. And the reason for that is they're by big urban centers and we want to protect that fishery. So that's a big one. Know what fish you're catching, know how many you can catch, and know what size. Those are the key ones. And just make sure that you're following the rules out there, because the one thing that not a lot of people think about is we've had a lot of people move to Saskatchewan in the last 15 to 20 years. And there were still the same amount of fish when they moved here. So there's a lot more angler pressure for those same amount of fish. So it's really, really important we know the rules and understand catch and release and making sure you're keeping understanding all those rules in terms of what you can keep and what you can't.
Well, that's actually leads nicely into a couple of questions that I had for you. I got a random text last week from Isaiah. It was actually headed into the long weekend. And Isaiah said he's new to Saskatoon. He loves to fish. He plans on going out fishing this year, but he likes to eat what he catches. He said, any suggestions? I actually texted him and I said, yes, listen, next week I'll ask Jason Matady the question for you. So what do you say to Isaiah in Saskatoon?
Well, you know, it really does, you know, kind of depend on what you like. You know, obviously perch, pike, and walleye are our most popular species, and they are all very good to eat and enjoy as table fare. You know, but we've also got gold eyes, we got whitefish, we got all kinds of cool other fish as well. So those are all good to eat. Just as they say, go to the angler's guide and know what you can and can't keep. Like, for example, for walleyes, you can only have one over 55 centimeters, but you can keep them smaller than that. So it's really important to bring that measuring tape, know what you're keeping and that type of thing. And when it comes to like sturgeon that a lot of people catch at this time of year, which has been an incredible comeback story, Evan, on the Saskatchewan River system, never used to even see them in 20, 30 years ago. Zero is the amount of retention on those. You cannot keep those. You cannot keep, species like that. So you have to know what you can and can't keep for sure. And the other thing is, if you do want to keep a few fish, it's going to be hot soon. That whole tilt of the earth thing has got to work in our favor at some point. We got to be 25, 30 degrees. Bring a cooler, put those fish on ice immediately, because one of the things that ruin a meal is if you just leave them out in the sun and they spoil, and then they're literally not going to taste as good unless you take care of that catch.
Are the you brought up sturgeon. Are the stories real about the size of some of the sturgeon that we see, for example, around Lake Diefenbaker? I mean, you hear that there could be as long as 6 feet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's definitely some that are that big, and they're not, historically, we're not getting them over 150, 200 pounds like we did years ago. It's the lake sturgeon specifically. We're talking about the species that we have in Saskatchewan, but they can be quite large. And if you are, catching them, you know, you want to make sure that you're or pursuing them even. There was a time we couldn't even pursue them because their numbers were so low. You want to make sure you're using a heavier rod and reel and a heavier rig. Typically, they bite still rigs, you know, with worms, minnows, that type of thing on the bottom. You got to make sure you're tackled up properly because there's nothing worse than breaking these fish off and then they're swimming around with hooks in their face. And it's just not good for the fish or for the environment to be breaking off fish that big. So I want to be clear, I'm not advocating fishing for sturgeon, but if you catch one, you got to release it.
Jason Matady is my guest. You can find all kinds of incredible fishing tips on their website, getfishing.ca. The videos alone are a great tutorial system. You know, I was talking with a fellow the other day, Jason, who said with the costs of things rising, and you see costs going up in organized sport and all of these things, he said to me, he suggested fishing is one of the things that is truly still affordable, a fun way for the family to spend an afternoon. You find that to be true?
You know, it really is. I mean, we spend a lot of time, you know, and you'll see there's competitive fishing events where people have really expensive boats and expensive electronics and all these things. And it, just like anything, Evan, it can be expensive if you decide to go that route. But if you're just interested in finding a nice shoreline somewhere, making a few casts with the family, like you can basically get into this, you know, tackle wise, get a basic rod reel set up, a few lures for probably $40, maybe 50, and then your license and you're set for the year is really all you need to get out fishing. So as the caller or texter had said, you know, it's one of the more affordable things for sure. And,
yeah.
And it's just, if you want to dive into it and get the faster boat and do all those different things, yeah, it's going to go up quite a bit from there. But to just get into it, you know, it's right in the wheelhouse of most people's affordability.
We're pretty much out of time, but if you could give us a couple of hints of good shore fishing spots in the province, pick one towards the south, maybe one towards central Saskatchewan. Any thoughts?
Well, you know, the one that I recommend highly for the south, and it's kind of, you know, between Regina and Saskatoon, Lake Diefenbaker, almost any piece of shoreline that you can get to, beautiful sand, usually deep enough water that those fish will be available throughout the year, even when it gets hot, because fish like to slide a little deeper when it gets warm. And then farther north, you know, any of the lakes in our far north, but the river systems, the north and south Saskatchewan, great fishing, huge fish in there. And, you know, you're going to have just a beautiful day out there enjoying nature.
Always appreciate our chats, Jason. Thanks for the check-in.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jason Matady. And again, website getfishing.ca. All kinds of great videos, fishing tips, and links in and through that webpage. We'll take a break. We'll be right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.